Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, and this is, a response from a day for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which is theoretically the 30th day of Sivan, but we, in the Tshuvot, as it was referred to as the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, we are going to see a Tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein on celebrating Thanksgiving. This is a Tshuva from Igros Moshe, the fourth part of Yoredeh, the fourth time he came around to Yoredeh Tshuvot, Siman Yud Bet, responsive number 12. And the question is written to his grandson, Mordechai Tendler, and the question was that Rav Moshe seemed to have ruled on the issue of Thanksgiving different ways at different times. In an earlier Tshuva, in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei, Siman Chaf, Ot Vav, which is from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar of 1981 of Tavshin Mem Aleph, Rav Moshe had written that Bidvar Thanksgiving, regarding Thanksgiving, so I'm sorry, our Tshuva is also from 1981, right? So this is from, Rav Moshe is relatively late in his life, he's an 86-year-old man, around an 86-year-old man, he's writing Tshuva about Thanksgiving. So on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Mordechai Tendler, he's writing to his grandson Mordechai Tendler, trying to explain two Tshuvot, because the recent Tshuva, a couple of months before, he had said the following about Thanksgiving. He said, regarding Thanksgiving, he had 18 years earlier given an earlier tshuva on this, and he had said that it's not a problem to have a simcha on Thanksgiving. So like a bar mitzvah, I in fact had my own bar mitzvah celebration many years ago on Thanksgiving, on a Thursday that was a Thanksgiving. So Moshe says that's not problematic because you're not making a meal to celebrate Thanksgiving. In this tshuva, in this responsive, you're making a bar mitzvah. But he says a bal nefesh should be machmir. Right? He thinks that it would be better if one didn't do it at all. Because, as we're going to see, he is worried that participating in Thanksgiving celebrations, joining in Thanksgiving, might have a problem of chukot ha'akum, of chukot ha'him lo tureh. The Torah says we're not allowed to follow in the ways of idolaters and probably non-Jews in general around us. And then the question becomes, and that's going to be an important question in this tshuva, in this response, is what qualifies as uvechukotahem, as being the chukot of the non-Jews, the ways of the non-Jews. We're going to see Rav Moshe's opinion on this. And as we do, I want to caution that even as I will point out other ways to see the issue, it's always important to remember, I think it's a vital, important thing, it's always important to remember that Rav Moshe was not only he was a great Torah scholar, and that affects everything that we do. And therefore, even if a Torah scholar expresses an opinion and gives us the parameters of the question, then expresses an opinion, and that version of it doesn't necessarily seem to us to fit, we have to be very careful in how we tread on these kinds of issues. So we're setting Ramosha's things. I will point out ways in which one could think about it differently, but that doesn't mean we have the right ourselves to simply think about it differently. It just means that we can notice that and then wonder about it and then turn to people, if there are people who are of the qualifications to take on a Rav Moshe, who know enough that they are part of the conversation, or could be part of the conversation with Rav Moshe, as we've seen on other occasions. We saw yesterday, I think, with Tzitz Eliezer being willing to take on Rav Moshe. So those are people who are operating with a breadth of knowledge and a depth of knowledge that we have to remember that the vast majority of us do not even begin to approach. So, that having been said, I think it's a little bit of a problem to have a suda. So to have a bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving, and the reason why one would want to have a bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving is because everybody's off. People are off, people are available, why not have the bar mitzvah then? So he doesn't think that's a problem, it's a deep problem, but he does think of bal nefesh. He thinks somebody who's careful about these things would be machmir, and I think the reason would be because it necessarily sounds like we're in some way celebrating Thanksgiving. Because you said to people, what are you doing Thursday? They say, oh, I have a bar mitzvah to go to. And it sounds like it's a Thanksgiving. It's clearly a somewhat of a Thanksgiving event because it's scheduled for Thanksgiving for various reasons. That's not the biggest problem that he has, though. But he said, aval asot lichvod Thanksgiving, right? To do it in honor of Thanksgiving. This is the tshuva from 1963, Yutet Sivan of Tavshin Chaf Gimel. To do it lichvod Thanksgiving, he says, it's certainly usher medina. That he thinks is a problem. What's the problem? He says, not because it looks like it's a day of worship of Avodah Zarah, a day of worship of a non-Jewish religion, of an idolatrous religion, because this isn't a day set up by the religion. It's not a Catholic day. It's not a day set up by the the religious body of the church. Its people decided to make a holiday. Now, you might say, but the people back then were religious, and they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they were idolaters. That's an interesting question to think about. Rav Moshe seems to assume, now I'm not sure why, but that the Puritans would qualify as Ovdei Avodah Zarah as idolaters. That's a theological question, because I believe we think that, and I could be wrong, but I believe we think that Protestants who do not believe in the Trinity in any kind of meaningful theological way, and sort of dispense with a real Trinity, I'm not sure that we think of them as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but that's a question for another time. Moshe is assuming, let's assume that way back in the 16 or 1700s, when the first Thanksgiving happened, let's even assume those people were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, let's assume they were idolaters. But it doesn't apply, Rav Moshe says, hundreds of years later, and certainly it doesn't apply now when most of the people who make meals for Thanksgiving and celebrate Thanksgiving are not idolaters in any way. And they don't have any sacrifices, and there's no worship in that way. So that's not the issue. It's not an issue of that it looks like Avodah Zarah, or it seems like Avodah Zarah idolatry, or it's part of idolatry. The issue is, he says back in 63, it's a problem of uvichukotehem lo tolech. It's a problem of following in their ways. So he says, but, and that's, that problem is not a function of the religion. It's not a function of, it's a chok la'avodah zarah. It's that it, that it, it's not a problem that it is a way of worshiping avodah zarah that is connected to idolatry. Ela chok hevel ushtut be'alma. It is that it is a meaningless practice. It is just a silly practice. We're going to get to the definition of silly and meaningless, because in our colloquial language, it's not going to be that way. We're going to see what he means by silly or meaningless. Chok shtu, right, doesn't have any deep value, meaning. It's not true that we can't do what non-Jews do. Non-Jews eat. We're allowed to eat. They eat cereal for breakfast. We can eat cereal for breakfast. That's because there's a meaning for that. It's nutritious, and it helps us feel better in our day and helps us get along. Those kinds of things are never a problem of v'chukotehem lo tolechu, a problem of maybe we're imitating or adopting the ways of non-Jews. But, he says, when non-Jews have a custom to eat, particularly turkey, on Thanksgiving, and so that even those, he says, who don't have a Thanksgiving meal, he thinks it might be prohibited to eat turkey, meaning if one eats turkey on the Thursday of, in November, that's Thanksgiving, he thinks that might be a problem to him, because the reason the people eat turkey that day is as part of the Thanksgiving things, and he is suggesting in 1963 that, he's arguing in 1963 that eating turkey and participating in Thanksgiving is a problem of v'chukotehem lo tolech. On the other hand, he says it's not quite true that the non-Jews have a rule that you have to eat turkey, and therefore he thinks if someone happens to eat turkey but it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, that he thinks that that maybe that would be okay. Okay, but, and he says in 63, and anybody who thinks it's an Avodah Zarah issue, it's an idolatry issue, they don't know what the facts, they don't know the way it is, and they don't know how Yehareg Val Yavor issues work, meaning it is true that when it comes to idolatry, it's not only the idolatry itself that's a problem, but even Abizrahi, who is even extensions of the idolatry. But he says, but there are plenty of things that are not, even within the realm of idolatry, wouldn't be a Yehareg Val Yavor would be a problem. He thinks that's not an issue in terms of Thanksgiving at all. In the later tshuva, okay, and that's the first tshuva. In the later tshuva, which Rabbi Tendler, which Mordechai Tendler was asking him about, in the later tshuva, he had said something that seemed to be different. He had said that to make a simcha or a celebration in terms of for Thanksgiving, that would be, I'm sorry, there's no particular Isser Lav, not making a simcha, and not eating turkey itself. He doesn't think there's any particular, he doesn't find in that later tshuva, he said, he doesn't find any particular prohibition, although it is prohibited to do it as an obligation, meaning if somebody said, oh, I have to keep Thanksgiving, because that's part of being an American, as a Jew, he thinks that's a problem. If somebody happens to make a seuda, they have a bar mitzvah, they make a festivity then, or they even eat turkey that day, but he says it does think it's prohibited to make it a Yom Kavua B'Shana L'Chog Zeh. He thinks it's usher, it's prohibited to make it a regular thing. Now, I want to say that I think it's well known that Rabbi Soloveitchik seems to have eaten turkey on Thanksgiving and participated. So this is certainly not going to be the only way to see this. It's just Rav Moshe's way, and that's this series. This series is to meet great Torah scholars who had opinions, and I am not offering this as psak on these issues. I'm offering this as these great Torah scholars had these opinions, and we can learn from learning their opinions, even if we end up going in a different direction. And I am not saying that anything about Thanksgiving. I am saying we will expand our understanding of the issues of chukotehim lo telechu, of not adopting the ways of idolaters or of non-Jews, and later a little bit of the issue of Baal Tosef, of adding to the Torah, from studying this. So I'm not ruling on Thanksgiving at all here. But Rav Moshe thinks that you can't make it a regular thing. Then he notes that Yanai HaMelech, when he had a war, and he had a celebration for the war, he thinks it was only that year. He didn't make it a regular thing, because he thinks a regular celebration, which we'll come back to, would be a Baal Tosef, which would be a problem of adding to the Torah, especially according to the Ramban, who had said that when the Torah says not to add, one of the particular issues the Torah meant was not to add holidays. How that's going to work for Purim and for Hanukkah, we'll see at the very end of the Tshuva. But in that earlier Tshuva, when he was talking about Thanksgiving, he didn't mention at all. He didn't mention the problem of following the idolaters at all. So Mordechai Tendler said to him, I don't understand, why didn't you mention that? You have two Tshuvas on Thanksgiving, two responses about Thanksgiving. In one, you focus very much on the Uvechuko Tehem Lo Telechu issue, on the issue of adopting the ways of idolaters. And in the other, you focused more on the issue of Baal Tosef, on the issue of not adding to the Torah by setting up a particular day as a special holiday. Why is that? So, in addition, Mordechai Tendler had asked him about that the Ramah doesn't talk about this in that way, meaning he refers to the Ramah. The Ramah says that when it comes to something that the non-Jews have adopted as a practice, which has no reason for it, we have to worry about Darchei Ha'emori, which is we're following the ways of the non-Jews. So, and it's clear, Rav Moshe says, and they agree, that when we say they don't have a reason for it, we don't even have any reason for it at all, because everybody has a reason for everything they do. They always give a reason. The answer is that if it's a reason that doesn't fit and that isn't sufficient for the action they're doing, so then it becomes Darchei Ha'emori. Now, once you read it that way, that becomes a very difficult, that raises lots and lots of issues, because it will mean that there are going to be repeat judgment calls here, right? Actions that non-Jews do, and the reason they give for it will always be a reason. And the question will be then for poskim to think about, for halachic decisors to decide, Rav Moshe is saying, whether this is a reason that qualifies as a valid reason, or it's a reason of shtut, it's a reason of silliness, and therefore it becomes uvechukotehem lo telechu. I'll just point out that back in the time of, in the Rishonim's time, the Rambam and others were clear that if somebody made an amulet, and it was written by an expert in amulet writing, whose amulets had been proven to prevent disease, Jews were allowed to wear that, and there was no Darchei Ha'emori problem with it. There are other medical practices that were of the time that were not seen as sufficiently well-established. They weren't sufficiently evidence-based, as we would say today, such that they weren't seen as valid medical remedies. And those qualify as Darchei Ha'emori, which means then that when it comes to choosing a medical remedy, there's an implication that the standard of evidence is an important question, not only in terms of whether we should or shouldn't do it medically, but also whether or not it qualifies as Darchei Ha'emori, as adopting the ways of non-Jews. So if non-Jews today, if a million non-Jews, which is a lot of people but not a lot in America, but if a million Americans decided all of a sudden that X practice will prevent X disease, and the medical community has not yet signed on to it, doesn't see any evidence for it, and it's not accepted, it's not only that we wouldn't necessarily be required to do it to protect our health, it's that it might be a Darchei Ha'emori issue. It would be could easily be a problem that we're adopting the ways of the non-Jews. Underlying that question always then will be the issue of whether we see their reason as a valid enough reason. Now, if that's true, that's going to be, and that's going to play itself out in this Thanksgiving conversation that we're about to have, and it plays itself out in a lot of places and becomes an issue for all of us, but especially for our halachic decisors to think about. Because Rav Moshe then says that the intent of the Ramah is not that since they have no good reason for it that we can tell, we have to worry they have another secret reason, right? A witchcraft reason or something like that. And therefore, that we have to worry about that, and that's why we can't adopt it. He says that's not the problem. It's not that we think they have another reason. It's not that we think they have a hidden agenda. It's that to act in ways that are unimportant and don't have value and don't have any meaning to it, that itself qualifies as Darchei Ha'emori. Now, I think that is a well-accepted halachic statement. I don't think anybody disagrees with that, and yet I'm not sure we all know it and realize it. To act in a certain way that doesn't have deep meaning and deep value to it, and has been adopted by non-Jews, that itself is dark amory. And this comes up in hard questions. I think it comes up a lot in issues of how Jews spend their leisure time and how Jews dress, right? So not that we're not allowed to dress like non-Jews, I don't mean that, but that some things, if we wear them specifically because non-Jews have now adopted, meaning the question of being sort of fashion forward or up with fashion becomes an issue. Hairstyle, I think there's so many issues where it comes up as a dark amory question. I think it's something that doesn't get, I'm not saying the answers are always clear, but I don't know if the question gets raised as often as it easily could. Now, when it comes to a day like Thanksgiving, Rav Moshe, this is in his latest tshuva, so this is, he's continue to think like this, meaning I would be tempted, and I think others would be tempted. You see a tshuva from 63, where Rav Moshe is very opposed to Thanksgiving, and by the early 80s, his opposition has been tempered. You might say, well, by living in America for a while, he has come to be more comfortable with it, and therefore he's moderated his position. But here in our tshuva, he's going to say some things about it, which will show that that's not quite true. And what he says is, to make a holiday, to make a day to celebrate, that people in a certain place at a certain time who didn't have some food to eat, and then they ate turkey one day, he says, there's nothing to celebrate there. Not only that, he says, it wasn't important actually for the settlement of America, of the land. Meaning you could say, we're not celebrating that they ate turkey that year, we're celebrating that it was when the Puritans managed to settle themselves comfortably and establish their colonies in a way, they were celebrating that. But he says, but the truth is, America had plenty of food at the time. But they came, and then there were some kinds of fruit and some kinds of fowl, right, and some kinds of animals, but there came a time of famine in a certain place where they didn't have it, and they couldn't get the animals they wanted, and they couldn't find, deer to hunt, and therefore they ate turkey. So he says, that's not anything so great to celebrate. And he says, and it happens to be, even if those people had not had anything to eat, meaning, let's say they had died of hunger, or let's say they had gone back to England, or let's say that settlement, as other settlements in the early America, didn't make it. Since the world knew of that land, other people would have come, and they would have come with greater provisions, and they would have come with better seeds to plant and to set up the agriculture in the land, and America would have been settled even without them. So that fundamentally, he's saying, there's not anything particular to celebrate, and it's especially not true that to celebrate it as an eternal holiday, meaning hundreds of years later, we're still celebrating Thanksgiving, that to celebrate that 100 years before this happened, he thinks there's no valuable reason for that, and that's my that becomes like a non-Jewish practice. A lot of things there, but I want to go a couple of more lines and then think about it even a little bit more, because he says shechazinan bechol yom inyanei tzar ve'ein mitzta'arin. We see people have troubles all the time in the world, and people don't have any particular connection to that. And then we see people have times of joy often, and we don't see anybody connecting to that even at the time. So to make a day that's going to be celebrated for hundreds of years, he thinks it has no real valid reason to it, and that's why it becomes a prohibition of v'chukotehem lo telech. So if we can pause just for a minute and think about that, it then becomes a question of how you express it. Meaning Rav Moshe is sort of saying that a bunch of people came to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and they had a hard time finding food, and then one year they found food, and they ate turkey, and that's what they celebrated. Happens to be, and it became a holiday forever. Happens to be, I think that there are academic historical articles that suggest that Thanksgiving didn't catch on until many years later, and had other meaning to it, and it really became a symbol of other things for the United States of America. So if that were true, that might then become knowing the history of Thanksgiving might then become important to it. Because if, for example, Thanksgiving was always sort of ignored, it was a day on the calendar, but nobody really paid attention to it until, I don't know, 1852. And then in 1852, it slowly gained popularity as an expression of national solidarity in the United States of America. So that would change the whole tenor of the holiday, and then it would change the whole tenor, I think, of Rav Moshe's reaction to it, because then it's not a day below Tom, it's the day that non-Jews chose for Americans to be thankful about their country that they made together, meaning as opposed to, let's say, July 4th would then be the holiday of celebrating the existence of America, and Thanksgiving would be the holiday of celebrating the ability to come together and that they learned from the Native Americans and all those issues. So that becomes important, not because I think it's important to learn history, although I think it is important to learn history. It becomes important because then for halachic purposes to properly evaluate what Thanksgiving is and therefore what our reaction to it is becomes vitally important, because Rav Moshe is saying there's no good reason for it. Here's the reason that I understand it to be. That's not a reason that makes sense, because the idea that 37 people or 250 people were saved from famine and therefore were able to continue their colony, that's not generally a factor that leads us to establish a holiday forever. In the world, we see that. And the fact, and we don't celebrate with other people when they have such times, and therefore he thinks it really has no real reason. That's the question. If it has real reason, then he might be right that it's Darkei HaMori, that it's a practice of non-Jews that we're not allowed to adopt. But that's not necessarily the reason that non-Jews give, and therefore the question would be, what is the reason that people today celebrate Thanksgiving, and how does it work, and what are they doing, and what are they saying, and what message are they communicating, and then are those ones that we're allowed to participate in? So if somebody else said, as far as I understand it, Thanksgiving is about that being a day that was the starting point of what became the United States of America and the acceptance of people from diverse backgrounds and the willingness for people to learn and the ability for people to learn to live together despite their differences, and that's what Thanksgiving is about, and noticing all those blessings in our life, so that becomes a whole different day. So that's where the fundamental issues of what is really going on in the outer world become relevant to our halakhic question. Okay, but to continue with emotion now, it could be that it's all right, that it's acceptable, that as long as they have a reason, and their reason is to give thanks, that it's not a religious reason, but to remember something that happened to them, and it wasn't done by their clergy, it's done by regular people, and those regular people weren't idolaters. It could be that is enough to make it not a problem of following their ways. That's a possibility as well. And then the Rama, when he gives an example of what would be allowed in terms of following non-Jewish ways because they have a valid reason, the example the Rama gives is non-Jewish doctors. If non-Jewish doctors wear special clothing, Rama says that obviously has a good reason. What's the good reason? The good reason, you'll know who a doctor is, and you'll be able to tell them apart, and they'll have a certain dignity to them, and whatever it is, right? And other things that they do for honor and respect, all of that makes sense, all that has valid reasons, and therefore for us to do it would not be at all an issue of chukotahem, of following their ways, because we're adopting their reason, because the reason is a good and valid reason. It's not just that we're following them, we're following a good idea. If that's true, it could be that when the Rama says that, and Rav Moshe clearly thinks that that's a much better reason, more obviously intuitive and logical reason, than the reason he had suggested in terms of Thanksgiving. But it doesn't mean, he says, perhaps, that Rama meant to exclude less obvious and less intuitive reasons, such as the Thanksgiving reason. Therefore, maybe Thanksgiving isn't a problem. Uvechukotehem lo telechu. And then in terms of Baal Tosif, he says that I don't think Baal Tosif has to be an issue for Thanksgiving because non-Jews are not obligated in terms of Baal Tosif. It's the Jews are obligated in terms of Baal Tosif. We can't make an extra holiday, but if they're having a holiday, a day, and we're just following, doing some of the things that they do, that might not be Baal Tosif because we're not celebrating it for ourselves. We're just participating in something that's theirs in a non-imitative uvechukotehem problematic fashion. So, at the end of the first tshuva, he had indicated that he had some doubts about it, and therefore, he says, when I wrote the second tshuva, and which was after that, I said, while you can't establish it as a set holiday for yourself, and even one time, without meaning it as an obligation, and you're doing it for just for a celebration, and not every year, I thought that maybe there was room to say that it wouldn't be a deep problem. Fundamentally, though, Rav Moshe, clearly, he doesn't think that way. He thinks that the language of the Rama sounds more like you need a really valid reason, because the Rama says, davar shenahagu l'toelet, with some kind of purpose or value or utility. That, again, becomes a judgment call that Rav Moshe doesn't seem to notice. He's so sure that Thanksgiving doesn't have that, whereas I can easily imagine somebody arguing that Thanksgiving does have that utility in terms of creating national solidarity around an origin story, around a sense of of unity, a sense of we of the American people standing together for things together. But Rav Moshe is not paying attention, is not seeing it that way right now. He's seeing it just as a celebration of the fact that they survived the famine by eating turkey, and that he doesn't think is a reason that qualifies. And that will be issues to him here and in other things that come up. The Rambam had also mentioned that if there's an issue of pritzut, there's an issue of sexual immorality, of lewdness, of leading to improprieties, that will be a problem. And therefore, if everybody's making a Thanksgiving meal, so to make it in a non-Jewish fashion, which involves those kinds of things, would certainly be a problem. But that's not even a question, because he's assuming they were talking about Jews were going to make it in a Jewish way. That being said, I think it's an important thing to think, keep in mind, because not everybody always knows that setting something up which will lead to sexual improprieties, that itself, Rav Moshe is saying, and I think here also I think is fairly clear, that itself becomes chukot hagoyim. So if, and I would hope it doesn't happen, but if you would imagine that in the non-Jewish world people tend to get drunk at, here maybe not a Thanksgiving meal so much, but let's say, you know, later in the season, in December, if there are holiday parties, and those holiday parties tend to have a great deal of alcohol, and people tend to let themselves loose in ways that are inappropriate, even if it doesn't go all the way to having actual affairs or actual, you know, intercourse with people, but in ways that are lewd and inappropriate in those ways, it's not only a problem of the actual lewdness and inappropriateness, that's a problem of its own, but that would be very much clearly, and I think holiday parties in general have lots more of these issues to it, because that's also a religious element to it, but that's a different discussion. But even just the fact of something having promiscuity and promoting promiscuity, or having it be a part of the nature of the event, that itself is a darkei ha'emori issue, and therefore that would be a problem as well. And so that's where Moshe comes out in the tshuvot. He thinks it's better to assume that it's difficult to him, even Thanksgiving, even without the problem of the sexuality issue, even without the problem of the religious worship issue and idolatry issue. He really fundamentally thinks it's a problem of following in their ways, because he doesn't really think there's anything meaningful to Thanksgiving. But in the second tshuva, the later tshuva, he said that even without a lav, he thinks there's a problem to do it as a full-fledged obligation for a person. If people sort of made it a, not religious as in a Jewish religious thing, but if people were strict about having Thanksgiving every year with turkey, so that would be a problem, which I think of following in their ways for all the reasons that we said. That leads, he says, by the way, to different halakhic results from the two tshuvot. In the first tshuva, if you really think it's difficult to him, you can't even do it one time because you're following their ways. Whereas in the second tshuva, if it's not really following their ways, if you do it occasionally, it wouldn't be a problem. It's if you make a fixed thing of it, a fixed reality of it, that would be a problem. And there you get into maybe a Baltosif issue. The Baltosif issue is that the Ramban had said that one of the defining aspects of Baltosif, of not being allowed to add to the Torah, is adding holidays. And that's why in the Gemara, Purim was an issue about whether you can add it, because they had to worry about you're adding to the Torah. Doesn't this violate Baal Tosif? And so the Gemara answers that question in terms of Purim issues. And then the question becomes, and Rav Moshe thinks, just saying halal on Hanukkah, maybe you have to say that's a doraita. There's a well-known Chatam Sofer. It's not our issue today, so we can get to it. But a well-known Chatam Sofer, where he infers from a Ramban that maybe when things happen, the obligation of challah is actually already written in the Torah, and that's what would allow it. But in general, one is not allowed to do that. And then it becomes a problem because various cities, there's a long tradition of various cities celebrating salvations that occurred to them by setting up a mini Purim. You know, Frankfurt had a Purim, and there are families that have Purim. The Frimmer family, I believe, is well known to have established a Purim Frimmer after the patriarch of the Frimmer family was saved in the early 1970s from a hostage situation in a building in Washington. So there are all these things. So Rav Moshe touches on that very, very briefly, and he says that either it's different when you have only a community or only a family, but not the entire Jewish people. Maybe that's what it is, but he's not clear about those issues. So, and that, although he doesn't bring it up, that obviously would have relevance to things like Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, holidays that the Rabbanut eventually set up for the Jewish people to celebrate certain things. The Rabbanut and those who follow them would be assuming that that's not a Baal Tosif issue and adding to the Torah issue, because it is a celebration of salvations that have occurred to us, which would follow the Purim Chanukah model. Rav Moshe seems to be assuming the Purim Chanukah model is not a model to follow for the entire Jewish people. Those were exceptions in those cases in various ways, but not a model in general. So, in our response for today, for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rav Moshe, we're talking about Thanksgiving, pointed out to us important issues of not adopting the ways of idolaters, of the ways of non-Jews. There, if there's a religious element, that's a problem. If there's a lewdness sexual element, that's a problem. And if there's just simply no good reason for it, there's a problem. That one becomes much more complex because the definition of good is always a matter for people to disagree about or to think about. Rav Moshe seems to have assumed that Thanksgiving was only about remembering that they survived a famine in that time by eating turkey. That, he says, doesn't sound like a good enough reason to set up a holiday that lasts for centuries, especially since there are people suffering from famine today who we don't seem to care about, we don't like tear ourselves up over, and when they're safe from the famine, we don't celebrate it forever. So he thought it was not a sufficiently valid reason. He had two versions of that. His own instinct was that it's a problem of chukotayim lo tzvayecho, it's a problem of following their ways. But even if you assume that it's a valid enough reason that it's not that, he still thought that would be a problem if one did it every year on purpose as a fixed holiday. That would be a Baal Tosef issue. That would be an adding to the Torah issue, and therefore would also be problematic. That is Rav Moshe Feinstein's view of Thanksgiving, and that's our response of the day for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Have a great day.